This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and I'm the Captain Matt Bruce. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday morning as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And, oh, by the way, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting that mail for delivery today, and to our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers for moving America all along, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go over there and take advantage of all the different things we have to offer over there. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, gosh, we've got Beto O'Rourke chiming in about guns. We've got people worried about the red flag laws, and some of them don't even realize that we've had red flag laws for a while. They may not have heard about them, but in my great state of Florida, the last time the red flag laws were changed, guess who did the changing?
Guess who did?
Yeah. What governor?
Was it Scott?
Yep, Governor Rick Scott. About 2 years into his term. So that's how far that goes back. That's roughly 10 years ago, 8 years ago, or something thereabouts. But anyway, every state has got something along these lines, and people are just now finding out about it, and they're concerned because they think that, oh, they're going to lose their guns because somebody's going to say something horrible and terrible about them and some ex-wife or something, and that's going to be the end of that. Well, not necessarily. But anyway...
Well,
go ahead.
In states like in Colorado, those kind of incidents have happened. And I know that's only one state out of 50, but you do have instances where those kinds of situations have occurred.
That's why you have companies like USCCA, US Law Shield, the NRA, with their gun insurance. You buy that, and you got an attorney, and it will stop.
Yeah, Gun Owners of America. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I got you. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, now let's listen to what Beto had to say, because Beto's got a solution to everything. You know, Beto, here we go.
Banning assault weapons, you've been campaigning on that for a long time since the Senate race. You know, a lot of studies show, and studies are all over the place, but most of the studies show that while those measures would absolutely save lives, the most effective gun control measures have been gun licenses and mandatory buyback programs like they did in Australia. Would you be open to those proposals as president?
Yes, and I'm open to them right now as a candidate. Absolutely has to be part of the conversation. And if at the end of the day it's going to save lives, if it's going to prevent the kind of tragedies that we saw in El Paso or Gilroy or Dayton or this weekend in Chicago or all over this country on a daily basis, then let's move forward and do it. I know that when we define the right thing, the goal, we will find the political will to get there. And I know it's not easy. And listen, I come from Texas, and this is a very proud gun-owning state. But I know from listening to people in Texas, gun owners, Republicans, non-gun owners, Democrats, independents, everyone, people want to make sure that their kids are okay, that their families are safe, that their children don't fear the future or go into school or being at a concert or going to Walmart on a Saturday morning.
You propose background.
Okay, so there you go. I mean, that's fatal. Oh, yeah. That's a solution.
Yeah, you're almost putting me to sleep with that.
Oh, no, he was okay.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You've got to, and I like how Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, he is resisting pressure to bring senators back to get right into this, because sometimes when you have a situation like these recent shootings and people act on emotion and they want to rush in there and get something done, when you do things like that, you could just, you know, come up with something very foolish. Now, if you really want to fix the gun problem issue in this country in the long run, we've got to get back to teaching people, especially our young people. It's a moral issue. I mean, we grew up with guns in our homes. Our dads, all of our dads had guns. There were guns everywhere. You didn't have all these kinds of crazy shootings because people were taught right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before the Cloward Piven strategy got into full gear.
But let's stop for a second. You had a mother and you had a father in the home. Now, the 26 out of the last 30 mass shootings, and mass shooting is four people or more, 26 out of 30, there's only been a mother or a father, but not both in the homes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a result of when you take morality out of a society, and you break down the family, that's what happens. Dad's not in the home. Dads aren't appreciated. They basically get kicked out. And in some situations, they walk out. And you have what we have here. And so we've got to turn things around the right way. Get back to moral teaching. We institute the American family, and these problems will go away.
Greatly reduce. Hold on, because we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have more folks going to talk about this some more, because this is a systemic problem. And again, the family unit is not the family unit anymore. That's all part of it. And we're going to go a little bit further, because there's a couple other things we're going to get into. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
First, AOC said it. And now Lindsey Graham is wondering if we should begin backing off of fossil fuels. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, during the 1980s, actor Ted Danson said that we had about 10 years and it would be over for mankind forever. Vice President Al Gore, who claimed to invent the Internet, also proclaimed on January 27, 2006, that we humans would be wiped out in 10 years unless we saved the planet. From what? Recently, AOC declared it would be curtains for mankind in 12 years if we did not get rid of cow flatulence and stop flying airplanes. Now, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has joined the clamoring chorus, blaming mankind for climate change. Well, I hate to break it to you, Senator Graham, but fossil fuels and cow flatulence do not change the climate. The climate changes all the time and has been both hotter and colder than it is now. One volcano can emit enough carbon into the atmosphere to block out enough sunlight to lower the Earth's temperature. Honestly, Senator Graham, you are astute enough to recognize there are far more pressing matters than the massively growing Antarctica ice pack and warmer temperatures in the Midwest. Don't miss the Ron Edwards Experience Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on AmericaMatters.us. I'm Ron Edwards.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, and that's his Edwards Notebook. And by the way, this segment of the program brought to you by my good friends at Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss Nissan, and I'm driving around a brand new Moss Nissan Titan 5.6 L. It's got the 390 horsepower engine in it. It's a V8, the SL model, 4x2 crew cab pickup, and I'm telling you, The thing rides better than a car. It really does. And the leather-appointed captain's chairs with the 8-way power seat, power-adjustable lumbar support are so comfortable. Now, it's got a killer Rockford Fosgate premium audio system. Crank it up. Now, remember, you serve, you save at Moss Nissan. We're all active duty military, veterans, first responders, active and retired, plus our 911 operators, too, all get preferred pricing on their new Nissan vehicles, saving them thousands of dollars. And don't forget, there's lots of certified pre-owned vehicles there, too, at wholesale prices. They come with Moss Care, free oil changes, tire rotation for life, and much, much more. So check them out online. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Or give them a call at 727-815-3095. They got locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Moss Wholesale to the Public at Homosassa Springs, Moss Family Chevrolets up in North Dale Mabry in Carrollwood, and a new Moss dealership coming to you soon. Can't tell anything more than that, so just be listening. That's Moss Nissan, the home of You Serve, You Save. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get even more savings, because you'll get $500 off your car purchase by telling them the captain sent you. Tell them that when you walk inside, so you make sure you get the $500 right off the bat, off the vehicle you're going to buy. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning again.
Now, the situation we have with this gun situation, and by the way, I want to thank, John up in Valdosta for his comments. He said, we also had mental institutions to put the crazies into. That's true. A lot of the mental institutions got closed, because back in the day, we had a place in upstate New York called Marcy. And when somebody went bananas or went nuts or whatnot, they would transport them to Marcy, to the mental institution. Baker Act them for 72 hours, and, you know, they either committed them or they didn't, whatever the situation might be.
Yeah, and I think we do need to go back to these types of institutions. They need to be better run than they were back in the day, but there has to be a place for people to go. The evidence of that is, if you look at the streets of San Francisco, Los Angeles, and other places, you see a lot of mentally ill people living out on the streets of America. And we have to take care of these folks that cannot take care of themselves.
Yeah, and somebody sent something. They put something on Facebook. I just noticed it. It says they're calling for a national boycott of Walmart until they stop selling guns. That's not going to happen. I mean, these people need to wake up. The problem is not the guns, okay?
No, it's not.
No. Go ahead.
No, the problem is not guns at all. It's certain people. Mm-hmm. Guns don't jump off the table and hop around and go kill people, just like if knives do not. Now, there's a situation, there was a knife killing.
Yeah, L.A.
In Orange County.
Four people.
So what are we going to do? Is there going to be a red flag rule for knives? Because that'll happen. And what about places where they have banned guns? You have massive numbers of stabbings in places like London, England, for example. Taking away the guns will not take away murders. It's about human nature. It's about what people will do. And as we said before the break, it's about morality. And it's about getting away from this Cloud Piven strategy, which has just done away with morality in our society. And it has indoctrinated students into a way of thinking that is totally crazy. And that's how you get these situations going.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's obviously the leftist center media is ignoring what transpired in Dayton and how that all came about. The federal government now, the FBI, has taken over the investigation there because of some of the information that has been leaked that we're hearing about the young man there with the weapon he had with the magazine, 100 rounds. He had 70 rounds on a 100-round magazine, so apparently he was limited to what he had for money for ammunition. But still, you know, to me, I've had all kinds of weapons. I've had a 30-round magazine when I was in the military with the weapon I was issued. Most people, they get by with a 9 or a 15-round magazine. That's what they use. They don't go out of their way. What the hell are you going to do with a 100-round magazine?
Well, you mean business. And I don't think that the average person needs that much. But that should not be used as an excuse to take away guns from everyone and to try to restrict gun rights for the rest of us in this country. So, you know, and you know how they are in government. They look at this situation and they use it as an excuse to go after the Second Amendment. And there's a movement underway to literally do that. So we have to really stay up on top of these things because they know that, you know, if we don't, next thing you know, we'll wake up one day and we'll wonder what the heck happened with our Second Amendment. We're getting warnings from people around the world in places like Australia, Great Britain, and New Zealand. Yes, I've heard from New Zealand warning us, do not allow these horrible situations to lull us into sleep and thinking that, okay, we'll give up our guns. Because if we do that, my friend, it's bad times.
All right, hang on. Let's take a call here. Good morning. Is this Eric?
Hey, good morning, sir. I got a thanks for taking my call. I got a question for you guys and Edwards real quick. Yeah, everyone's talking about all these red flags laws, and we need to see something, say something. We got to report this. We got to care for people with mental health issues. How many of these past? I can go off on a handful of these incidents to include September 11th, 2001, that people were notified ahead of time. The Federal Bureau of Investigation was notified.
True.
There is documentation on this. Local police have been notified.
True.
About this. So what this red flag law, that's a red herring law, if you ask me. If this stuff is supposed to be going on, excuse me, I don't want to rant here. I'm getting kind of fired up.
Yeah, but that's what I talked about earlier, Eric. The red flag laws have been around. They've been around.
Understood. And all these background checks, blase. Put two and two together.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
Glad to hear the response.
Okay. All right. Well, because we're running out of time. So, Ron, what do you think?
Well, John makes some good points.
No, it's Eric.
Eric, I'm sorry. Thanks for calling, Eric. The thing is that we have to watch it. You know, when they want to bring up these situations, and I know for a fact, you may say that I'm wrong, that these situations, I believe, there's somebody behind some of these shootings. Like they said, they knew about this guy in Dayton.
Well, here's my question. Here's my question. Do you think that Antifa's not involved in a lot of this?
That's where I was going to go.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's where I was going to go.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And people in government know about these things, too,
mm-hmm.
before they happen, certain people.
Yeah, because the mother of the shooter in El Paso called up the Allen Police Department and said, "Hey, I'm concerned. My son just went out and bought this big AK-47. I'm worried about what he might do with it. Wanted to report it and have them come and check him out." But anyway, here comes the music. I got to let you go. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I got it running. Coming up, we got Bo from the National Evie East Academy. If you got any questions for Bo, give us a call right after the break here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited the cities affected by mass shootings that left 31 people dead in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas last weekend. They visited the University Medical Center in El Paso to meet with the victims of the shooting.
We were there
a lot longer than we were anticipated to be.
The president then went to a 911 center in El Paso, where he met with the chief of police. In Iowa, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said President Trump is fueling a literal carnage in America with his incendiary rhetoric and racist attacks. He used the speech to charge the president with being in some ways responsible for not only the recent shootings, but also the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre and the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia.
This president has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How did you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
All right, a little Mustang Sally bringing us back in here. My conversation with Bo from National Aviation Academy. And, of course, Bo is here in the studio, and that means it's time to say good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, we are going to get started here. We've had some people that have sent us some questions. I got JT in Denver. He's saying, Captain, I got a motorhome. I'm interested in going to the NAA campus in Boston, which is actually Concord. Would I be able to park it there? If not, are there facilities close by?
As far as up with our campus in Boston, Massachusetts, in the town of Concord, the best thing to do to find out about that is get a hold of our student services department at that location. Garrett could probably assist you in finding a place to park your motorhome. I do know right in the town of Concord, there is not a place to park it right there, but Garrett and our student services department may be able to tell you where the closest place nearby is to park it.
A Walmart parking lot. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think there's a Walmart up there in the town of Concord.
But anyway, and of course down here in Florida, it's a little different story. We have campgrounds everywhere.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about how things are going.
With the classes, you just graduated a class, didn't you?
Actually, we're graduating a class on Monday, our six-term AMT class down here in Florida. They finish on Monday. They'll graduate approximately a week later. We're going to start a brand new day shift class on August 16th here at our Florida campus. We just started on August 2nd. We just started a brand new class up there at our Concord, Massachusetts campus, and that graduation was held Tuesday is when graduation was held for that class. So, you know, things are going well. You know, we've got a lot of students. The aviation industry, the job prospects there in the aviation industry are still supporting the students coming in. We're having those career fairs, and every year and every career fair, the number of employers that are coming and looking for potential employees, it continues to grow. We got we have anywhere from about 47 to about 53 companies currently slated trying to get to our next career fair here at our Florida campus. And, you know, up there in our Concord, Massachusetts campus is about the same. So the industry is doing very well. The students are doing very well. And, you know, give National Aviation Academy a call. Go online and come in and see if there's something we can help you with.
Now, you can find out more about National Aviation Academy by going online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. Now, an aviation maintenance tech, it takes 14 months to get that coveted title, correct?
14 months to get through the aviation maintenance technology program. That's at either campus here in Florida or in Massachusetts. You know, and basically what that's going to do, it's going to run you through all the required curriculum under the Federal Aviation Administration regulations. So you can sit and take your written FAA exams and your oral and practical FAA exams. So 14 months is pretty fast. It's 2,000 hours. It'll get you out there to put you in a position for potential employment in a very good industry.
Now, here's a question from Peter. Peter is in Atlanta, Georgia, listening to us. He says, I'm getting out of the service in about 2 months. So he says, I got my 20 years in. I'm very interested in becoming, I've been in a motor pool. Let me know that. Very interested in becoming an aviation maintenance tech. I've heard you talking about it with Bo for a long time. What I would be doing is I'm a post 9/11
absolutely
veteran, and he says what I'd be doing is I would be using those benefits to attend. Would I be able to have a job in the interim, part-time job, and go to school?
Sure. Down here in Florida, our Florida campus, we run the two shifts, and we do that because it's an advantage to our students, right? Some people need to come to work at night because they work during the day. The one thing is, while you're working coming to school, you got to make sure that job understands, or the employer that you're working for while you're enrolled at National Aviation Academy understands that you are working in a full-time student, and that every hour, every academic must be attended and satisfactorily completed. So depending on the shift you want to go on, day shift 0730 to 1500, or night shift is 1630 to 2340. So depending on which one of those shifts fit into your need and allows you to come to school, you know, being a post 9/11 veteran, you have some very, very good benefits that are available to you. And also contact our financial aid department. They can help you out. And depending on your personal situation, outside of your post 9/11, you may have some voc rehab benefits available to you and different things like that too. So, contact the VA for your education benefits, and also contact our financial aid department and we'll get started.
And the best way to do that, again, is 800-659-2080, or go to the web, naa.edu, and contact them that way, correct?
Absolutely.
And, yep. Folks, I'm talking to Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. Now, what is it that you do again, Bo, for NAA?
I'm the Director of Education for National Aviation Academy here at our Florida campus. And basically what my responsibility is to make sure that National Aviation Academy continues to follow the federal aviation regulations as they're written in Part 147, and we continue to follow our approved curriculum that is approved by the Federal Aviation Administration.
All right, now here's one from Sherry. Sherry is apparently in the Air Force up at Eglin Air Force Base. She's talking about she's doing her first hitch, and she's debating whether or not to re-up or whether or not to go to school. And she kind of likes the idea. She says, I'm a communications expert. I'm an RTO. And do they have any place for communication specialists at your school?
Well, we teach all of the aviation maintenance technician required curriculum. So specifically about communications, no. But we do offer within that curriculum, if you have an understanding of electronics,
yeah,
and navigation systems and things like that, you know, you definitely have some skill sets that apply, and then we're going to teach you the rest. You know, remember, we can always teach you what you need to know to get employed in the industry. You know, you just have to bring a good hard work ethic.
And if you can field strip a radio there, I'm pretty sure that you can do, you know, what you're talking about, because a lot of it's computer related these days.
Absolutely. Yeah, airplanes are very, very technologically advanced nowadays.
And it's not all about climbing up into a jet engine to fix it either.
No, it's not. No, it's not. When an airplane's sitting on the gate, if it has an issue when it's turning around, getting passengers on board or offloaded, you know, one of those things, it's usually a system issue, and that can be electrical system, hydraulic, pneumatic system, and, you know, you need really good troubleshooting skills to quickly get that problem resolved so the passengers get on their way safely and they arrive on time at their next destination.
Got another question, Patrick. Let's see, Patrick in Orlando. I'm a sheet metal fabricator. I'm very good at what I do. I'm very good at working with machinery. I understand how to put things together. We build all kinds of things, including aircraft wings. That sounds interesting. Would that be enough to get me experience to come to see if I could qualify?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you have a strong sheet metal background and you're already experienced with fabricating or producing aircraft materials already, you know, one of the most in demand skill sets in the aviation industry is aircraft structures. So you have a very, very good base. That airframe and power plant certifications will help you move up that ladder within the aviation industry and become a supervisor and an inspector and hold those types of positions. So you absolutely have very good skill sets already.
All right, and we're getting ready to take a break here, everybody. And if you got any more questions, send them along here on the Facebook page or send it to me via email. Right now we got a couple more questions backed up here for Bo when we come back from the break. But I want you to check out National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, by going to naa.edu.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, and that's how you find out about the National Aviation Academy, and we're going to be coming back with more. You can give us a call and call in and ask us a question at 877-969-8600 or communicate with us on the Facebook page, the Captain's America Third Watch. And I've got the messenger open right now. We've got two questions that are being asked. We'll get to them when we come back, so don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You bet your little Bob Seger bringing us in here for our beach and boating forecast. So let's get on going here and see what's going on in the water. Well, today for Thursday, we're going to have a few showers and thunderstorms, just like the pattern's been setting up. Winds today will be calm and then picking up to about 10 to 15 miles per hour a little bit later. Seas will go to 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature, 89 degrees. The bay water temperature, 88. We had our low tide at 1:57 a.m. Our high tide coming at 8:24 a.m. And your beach and boating forecast always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And when you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, you'll have access to over 430 boats now at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they've got 185 locations located in the USA. They're adding more all the time. Three in Canada on top of that and two in France. Yep, I said France. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 26 ports with two more coming soon. Now, right now, if you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee.
Everybody gets that. But if you're an active duty military member, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, if you work in the medical profession in any capacity, or you're a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee, and all you have to do is pay the balance due. Now, after that, you pay a monthly fee, and you're off and running. Your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other 185 Freedom Boat Club locations across the country. So go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, and they're going to be expanding again soon. More on that when they tell me, I can tell you. All right. Back to our buddy Bo from the National Aviation Academy. Good morning again, Bo.
Good morning.
We have a couple of more questions here from people that are asking questions. Now, one of them is from Steve, and Steve is in Clearwater. And he's very interested in becoming an aviation maintenance tech. He said, Captain, what time are the classes, the one in the morning, the one in the afternoon?
Here at our Clearwater, Florida campus, our day shift classes are 07:30 in the morning to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and our night shift classes are 4:30 in the afternoon to 11:40 at night, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Now, I just got something put in front of me here for you folks that are out on I-75 northbound Manatee County. Northbound I-75 at State Route 64, there is a car fire northbound. It's going to slow everybody down. There'll be a bunch of rubberneckers probably going south. But right there, I-75, State Route 64, Manatee County, a car fire northbound side. Be aware of that. You might want to go around. Now, Bo, here's another question from Dave, and Dave is in Rochester, New York. Dave says, I'd like to come to Florida, but the problem I have is where am I going to stay since you don't have dorms? I understand you don't have dorms. And I don't have a motorhome. I don't have that. I'd have to have an apartment or a house. Do you ever help people out with that?
Absolutely. When you contact the admissions representative or you contact the school, when you're going through the admissions process, they're going to put you in touch with our student services department. And Nicole and Janice and our student services department will assist you in finding appropriate housing, that best meets your needs in the local area close to the campus. So we have a means of helping you with that. We have relationships with some of the local apartment complexes and private owners, so we can definitely assist you with finding housing down here in Clearwater, Florida, and up in Concord, Massachusetts, because we do the exact same thing up there also.
Now, I got a question. And if you have any questions, folks, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600, or you can chime in here on the Facebook Messenger, and it'll come right to me, and we'll definitely answer your question. I have a question. The hangar that's at the airport, the other day there was a red and white Learjet, said National Aviation Academy. There was a helicopter there, said National Aviation Academy. There was a little small twin engine that was sitting there, said National Aviation Academy. And then there was a single engine, said National Aviation Academy. Which one of those planes flies, or don't they?
None of those aircraft fly. They're all training aids. They're all operational. Depending on what we use them for throughout the training depends on, how operational they are, right? The engines run. The landing gear retracts, the props turn. So, they're all fairly operational. Like I said, depending on the system we use to train with. None of those airplanes fly. None of them will go back into service. We strictly use them here as training aids, trained mechanics.
Okay. We got a question here from Cliff, and Cliff is in, Tampa. Cliff is saying, do you train anybody on drones? Drones are the big thing coming up in the future. Do you train anyone on drones?
No, we do not specifically train anyone about drones, how to fly drones, or how to perform maintenance on drones. Majority of the drones, right, so we're talking about big big type of unmanned aerial vehicles.
Yeah.
They have all the same systems on them that a conventional aircraft does.
Mm-hmm.
So an aviation maintenance technician that works on, a private jet or commercial airliner has the same understanding of the systems that would be in an unmanned aerial vehicle. Now, if you're talking about those little bitty tiny drones that people would fly around, that do photo shoots and stuff like that, we really don't do anything with that. We don't train drone pilots. You know, if you go into the federal aviation regulations, it'll explain to you how to go about getting your drone pilot license, if that's what you're looking for, and they'll give you a little more information about it. But we strictly train aviation maintenance technicians to work on the systems on the aircraft, and unmanned aerial vehicles have all the same systems that a conventional aircraft does.
And, folks, I'm talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. One's in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other one's down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. You can find out more by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Always ask to take the tour. You want to see what it is you're getting into, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, and they can call and ask for you, right, Paul?
Absolutely, absolutely. You call and ask for me, I'll get on the phone and talk to you. I'll answer any question that you might have. You know, we have the admissions representative, have a full-blown financial aid department, we got student services department at both of our campuses. So we have somebody there to answer your questions, support your needs, assist you in any way possible, so we can get you started into a program and get you through it successfully and get you into a good aviation maintenance job.
So we got about a minute left here, and in the minute that we've got left, I don't think anybody else is going to get a hold of us. They might, but if they do, they can. What would you advise these young people that are sitting there on the bubble, especially the ones coming out of high school, that come out of the boat tech schools, that are going to come out as an apprentice and go to work for $8, $9, $10 an hour and have to learn their skill, put in their time, and move up? Because we know that as an aviation maintenance tech, you can start at least $50,000 a year, maybe even $60,000.
Sure. Go online. Look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. What the median average income for an aviation maintenance technician is. Again, you have to look at what program really fits you. You know, not only does National Aviation Academy or schools like us have to do something for you, but you have to find out what actually fits you. What industry do you really want to work in? What really interests you? And you know, make that decision. You know, do your research. You know, ask questions, find out what you're really interested in, and make a well-educated decision on what your future career may be.
And, folks, I've been talking with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. We have him in here every other week. He comes in twice a month. And you can always send me your questions ahead of time like you did. And to those of you that did, we thank you very much. And, Bo, I want to thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy being here. You know, every other week, it's a great time. I enjoy answering the questions. So please give us a call.
All right, and folks, don't forget to check out Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Dominic's, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Blinds, shades, and shutters made in the U.S. of A. They're 100 Douglas dealer, too. And they also offer installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. 2345. Set up an appointment or just stop by the store. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll get that white gloves treatment down there from those guys. Say hello to Jill. Say hello to Kevin when you see him. All right. I'll be back tonight with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, will lead us off. Whatever the news is what we'll be doing. I'll see y'all tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow here on the program. And remember, it's all about we. We the people. We the people. Don't forget, I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.